Left-wing teachers across the country are forcing kids to protest ICE. By Warner Todd Houston on February 4, 2026. Anti-American, left-wing teachers are forcing K-12 kids to join anti-immigration and customs enforcement. ICE, protests all across the country as Democrats and foreign-funded activists continue to march in support of criminal illegal migrants. A school teacher in Boston, for instance, proudly released a video showing what appears to be first-grade children parading inside the classroom with anti-ICE signs, according to the Mass Daily News. A video circulating online claims to show classrooms in the Boston area teaching very young kids to protest Trump and ICE. pic.twitter.com/kit97rlee. Mass Daily News, at Mass Daily News, February 4, 2026. Teachers have a vested interest in Joe Biden's styled open borders immigration because as more illegals enter the country, more students from families of illegals are fed into the school systems for free education. Hence more teachers are hired and local, state, and federal officials shovel more tax dollars at schools. For instance, one Colorado school reported that tens of thousands of kids of illegal migrants flooded the state's school during Biden's presidency. The city of Denver lavished $356 million on illegals in 2024 alone, and a large portion of that went to city schools. Teachers are celebrating the anti-ICE protests. Comedian Adam Carolla highlighted another left-wing teacher of very young children leading them to chant anti-ICE slogans. This teacher forced children to protest against ICE in their classroom. At Adam Carolla Reacts pic.twitter.com/fmpnloco. The Adam Carolla Show, at Adam Carolla Show, February 3, 2026. In another case, an extremist middle school teacher posted a video to her social media in which she is openly crying with joy that her young students are protesting ICE. Liberal middle school teacher videos herself crying because her predominantly white students walked out to protest ICE. They know that everything that's going on in this administration is not okay. Teachers. I'm so tired of teachers pushing their politics on kids. They're too young. pic.twitter.com/f2odkarm47. Tony, at Tonics 2, February 3, 2026. A furious parent posted to his social media that his child's school, Cabrillo Middle School in Ventura, California, supported a school-wide walkout to support the pro-illegal migrant cause. My kid's school had students that walked out today and school staff walked with them. The administrators seem very much pro-ICE protest and describe it as participating in free speech. 10 to 14-year-old kids should not be allowed to leave campus. Their attitude helped encourage. pic.twitter.com/tqrzg7mbss. Sean, at Sean Dowie, February 2, 2026. In another case, a teacher in San Diego, California named Bailey Hill Ringer was seen proudly turning her U.S. flag upside down and teaching kids to protest ICE. Meet Bailey Hill Ringer, a first-grade teacher at Audubon Elementary School in its schools. She turned the American flag in her classroom upside down and put up an abolish ICE sign in her classroom to protest ICE. Is this acceptable behavior for your teachers at schools? pic.twitter.com/j0jfp8rdi. Libs of TikTok, at Libs of TikTok, February 1, 2026. Schools in Bakersfield, California also led walkouts and anti-ICE protests. This is the same district that 7-year-old Dalila Coleman used to attend before she was grievously injured by an illegal alien driving a semi-truck. Little Dalila was left with serious brain injuries and is now nonverbal and will likely remain that way. Meanwhile, the mother of a girl who was run down by an SUV while the kids were participating in a school-sponsored street march to support illegal aliens in Nebraska was furious after her children's school sponsored another anti-ICE walkout while her daughter was recovering from her injuries. The mother of a child hit by a car during an anti-ICE protest is blaming the school for facilitating the protest without taking steps to protect the students. This could lead to an interesting lawsuit as schools play direct roles in fueling protests. Jonathan Turley, at Jonathan Turley, February 4, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.